Welcome everyone to the J Finesse Hoops Podcast. I'm your host, Asim Sullivan. This is episode 2. And what we got? College hoops starting today. High school season right around the corner, right? And I think teams are wrapping up their tryouts and stuff. And then NBA season in full swing. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think it is safe to say basketball season is in full effect. So let's clap it up for that too, huh? All right, though. But enough playing around. Today, we got yet another special guest in the building. So listen up. You won't want to miss this one. All right. So check it out. Welcome to the Jam Finesse Hoops Podcast. I'm your host, Asim Sullivan, and we have yet another special guest for all of you tuned in. Today, we have Doug Phyllis, founder of Accelerate Sports Ventures. Doug, welcome to the show. How are we doing, man?
Asim, doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Anytime. All right. So, Doug, if you could please take me through the process of how Accelerate Sports Ventures came to be, you know, including your background and what you guys are about and the great things you are achieving for, you know, these student athletes.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, it's been an interesting road for me, right? I've spent about 16 years mostly in college sports, at West Point, working in the athletic department as an intern way back in 2005, and worked my way up where I ended up overseeing a lot of the revenue generation, right? So ticket sales, sponsorship, licensing, fundraising, was involved in a number of TV deals, the Army-Navy game, where we were going to play it. So was really, really fortunate at a young age to get a lot of experience in a variety of different revenue-generating verticals. I then got recruited to go over and join the athletic department at Rutgers, which was an amazing experience. I was there my boss, a guy named Tim Pernetti, negotiated Rutgers into the Big Ten, which has obviously been incredible for the entire school and university as they now, you know, compete against schools like Michigan and Ohio State and Penn State. And so, you know, that's gone really well. I again had a lot of oversight of revenue generation, licensing, ticketing, sponsorship, fundraising, naming rights, all those sorts of things. So really, really great experience. I then went over to pro sports. I spent 2 years with the New York City Football Club, the MLS soccer team here in New York that's owned by the New York Yankees and Manchester City. And that's where I really started to get my hands dirty with name, image, and likeness. We had a number of high-profile players. Our GM, Claudio Reyna, was very high-profile. Our head coach, right? They were all doing endorsement deals. And I had to kind of work with them to make the puzzle fit, if you will, right? Working with their agents. Hey, guys, these are team partners. We can do some extra stuff here. These are competitors of team partners. We're not going to be able to do X, Y, and Z. So that's where I really started to, you know, make relationships with agents and start to understand how the field marketing business works. And then prior to launching Accelerate, I spent 4 years at one of the biggest agencies in the world, Endeavor. And I worked in the college division, IMG College, which at the time was the largest sponsorship and licensing company in college sports. And my role was to kind of oversee sales and business development for the East, and had about $60 million that I was responsible for and 60 employees. So pretty great sized team. And you know, again, leveraging those relationships across sports and college sports and specifically, and negotiating deals has kind of been my career. And I think it's also important to note, Asim, right? I've also spent the last 10 plus years teaching at NYU. Oh, wow. in the sports management division, right? And so when I looked at, you know, what was I going to do next, I said, let me put these two passions together of kind of my experience in sports marketing and negotiating and dealing with every sort of negotiation you can deal with on the sports side, and the fact that I love to educate young people. And jump out in the name, image, and likeness space, right? It seemed like these rules were going to change in college. I didn't realize that it was going to change as fast in high school as it has. And you know, can't wait to get into that with you a little bit here today. But, you know, the rules changed July 1st, 2021, and we started preparing, you know, in mid-2020 to be able to build a curriculum, have resources available. So when athletes start to have questions and need to try to understand, you know, how do I deal with agents? How do I deal with negotiating a deal for myself? What do I do once I start to make some income, right? There's so many different things that you have to understand as you get into the off-the-field marketing space or name, image, and likeness space. And so that's what we're here for, right? We're here to be an educational resource to help these athletes as they deal with all of these different business things that are now available to them.
You are your own brand. All right. A great positive theme and saying connected to, you know, accelerate sports ventures. Could you explain in like further detail the meaning of you are your own brand?
Yeah. So, you know, you are your own brand is something that we've trademarked at Accelerate Sports Ventures. And the reason that we went and did that is because we believe it is the perfect definition of what is happening right now in name, image, and likeness, right? Yeah. And if you're an athlete, a college athlete, or now even a high school athlete in New York, you can take advantage of your name, image, and likeness, right? And so you are your own. Everything impacts your brand, right? When people think of Asim Sullivan, like what do they think of right away, right? And that's your brand, right? And as you start to communicate to your audience and as you start to gain more and more exposure, right? What do you want that brand to be about? Right. And so we talk a lot to athletes about, you know, you need to be really conscious of your brand. You need to be really intentional and strategic about the decisions you make, right? What you put up on social media, how you act when you're on the court or on the field, right? These are all things that impact your brand. And we're really fortunate at Accelerate. We've got some professional athletes that are involved, and you know, I work really closely with a guy named Devon Kennard, who plays in the NFL for the Arizona Cardinals, used to be on the Giants. We work with a number of guys either in the NBA or have been through the NBA, right, to help us communicate and share this message of you are your own brand to these college and high school athletes. And what Devon always says is, look, I have my on-field brand and I have my off-field brand, and I want them to coexist, right? I want, when people see me playing football, I want them to see me. You know, I'm hardworking. I'm smart. I'm always, you know, doing the little things to help the team win. And when you see me in the community, you're not going to see something that veers very far from that, right? I'm going to be extremely approachable, and I'm going to be, you know, friendly. And if I have the time, I'm going to make sure I answer all your questions and sign your autographs, right? So he's been a really good advocate for you are your own brand, right? Because he lives it every day, and his on-field and off-field brand coexist. And so that's kind of what we're really trying to educate the athletes on is, you know, there are so many opportunities right now for you. And with that, if you're conscious and intentional and strategic with your brand, you have, you know, so many opportunities that you'll be able to take advantage of and ultimately make some money.
What are some programs that you guys have already partnered with for the people that, you know, don't already know? And what could we look out for from Accelerate Sports Ventures in the future? I see you guys have, you know, the t-shirts, which I'm definitely going to order up on.
Those are fine. Yeah, thank you. You know, so we've been fortunate. You know, we've got a nice roster of high school and college partners. Our biggest collegiate partner is Boston College in the ACC. So we're really excited about the work that we're doing with them, right? Working with their athletes, their coaches, their parents, for them to all understand this, right, and how to take advantage of it. And we're really excited, you know, 2 weeks ago when New York State changed their amateurism rules, where now athletes can take advantage of name, image, and likeness at the high school level, we launched with Stepanek in White Plains, right, who has an unbelievable basketball program. We are partners with Iona Prep in New Rochelle. And we are working with St. Joe's Monvale here in New Jersey. And so really excited about where we're headed with our high school vertical. We've got dozens of other conversations going at this moment. So we expect over the next 60 days to be announcing a ton more high school partners as well as some additional college partners. We do have some merchandise that we sell, right? Because funny enough, people have asked for it. So we do have some t-shirts that we've put up on our website, acceleratesportsventures.com. And then, you know, last week, I'm really excited about it. We launched a digital product, right? You are your own brand, name, image, and likeness 101. You are your own brand, where you can purchase basically this series of six podcasts that we do with professional athletes like Devon Kennard, my business partner, a guy named Humble Lakanga, who's got an unbelievable financial he's an unbelievable financial and business manager for some of the biggest athletes in the world, DeAndre Hopkins, Anthony Edwards, Deontay Wilder. And Humble was a guy that I recruited to come be a part of this business because he deals with athletes at the highest level and he teaches them about name, image, and likeness, financial literacy, how to deal with agents, right? And so to be able to lean on him as we started to help athletes was a really big perk for us and I think has given us a really well-rounded solution to helping parents and coaches and athletes. And then we have a number of other people within the product. Amanda Scarborough, who was an All-American softball player and has built an unbelievable business online that I think every athlete can learn something from. So, you know, I think it's really important to provide genuine stories, right? People who've actually done this stuff for the young athletes to learn from. And so that's kind of why we've taken this approach. And so far, so good. You know, the athletes seem really engaged. We did a in-person seminar a couple weeks ago, and we had, you know, a Super Bowl champion talk to the football players. We had a former NBA player talk to some of the basketball players. I mean, it was pretty cool to see how engaged young athletes were, to be able to hear from these guys and what they're doing and where they're headed and how they approach certain things like sponsorship and branding and social media. Yeah. And so, Asim, I think we're really excited about the opportunity to help so many young people, right? Whether it's college or high school athletes, as they're trying to learn all about what name, image, and likeness is. And we want to be able to help educate them, answer any questions they have as they go through this process, and really make sure we're helping them make informed decisions.
Once again, I want to thank you for coming on. I like that you guys are working with Steppin' Act. Shout out to my little brother, Mayor, over there at Steppin' Act. So I'm hearing, you know, great things.
Well, listen, thank you so much for having me on. We're really excited about, you know, helping so many athletes in this space. And, you know, if anybody wants to reach out, please check out acceleratesportsventures.com. You can reach out through Instagram at acceleratesportsventures. And again, really appreciate the opportunity. And I'm sure we'll catch you at a couple of games this year for sure.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Doug. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Wow. Once again, big thank you to Doug for coming on the show. I definitely learned a lot. So hopefully all of you listening out there learned a lot as well. So definitely check Accelerate Sports Ventures out. Also, you can check Jan Finesse out on Twitter and Instagram at Jan Finesse for updates on different events and stuff that we will have coming up in the very near future. But until then, see you next time on the Jan Finesse Hoops Podcast.